Hello there, and welcome to the Nautical Twist podcast. My name is Em, and I just wanted to start off by saying that whether you celebrate the holidays or not, I do hope that you are truly enjoying this time of year. I find that things can be a little bit more cheery around this time, and so I hope that wherever you are, that you're just having an especially beautiful time of year. I know I always get super happy around this time just because I don't know, everything's in where I'm from, like you got all the lights and everything like that. People just seem a little more smiley and happy than usual. So it's always good to see. But today's podcast episode is random as always. It's also going to be a little scratchy because my throat hurts from walking outside in the cold. For some reason, I forgot that I am human and walked out in freezing cold temperatures without really thinking about putting on a jacket because, I don't know, it was warmer than I'm used to around this time of year, so I thought I was invincible. So that's all. Anyway, so just to get into this podcast episode, this one's, like I said, super random. I realized recently that I celebrated an anniversary of me teaching a class called Zumba. It's a dance fitness class inspired by Latin rhythms. And I realized that it's been like 3 years, I think, since I started. And something I was thinking about is how insane it was to me that I am now teaching a class, standing up in front of people and teaching a class. To me, standing up in front of people in general is not something that I like the idea of. It's not something that I'm comfortable with. And if somebody asked me 4 years ago if I would ever do that, like I would have been like, you're insane, and shut it down immediately. Now I'm saying this because this has applied to many other situations in my life where things I had initially shut down, eventually when I became open to it, it opened up a whole new world to me. And with teaching Zumba class for me, something that I had to do to myself or for myself in order to do this is to really just focus on the task. And what drove me to start doing something so bold, standing up in front of a class, I have to memorize, at this point, I probably have like a couple hundred songs memorized of like choreography and how to show people how to do the dance while I'm doing the dance. To be able to do that, I saw a need when I was going to this particular place. I, first of all, absolutely hated the class when I first tried Zumba. I was like, this is insanity. I don't understand anything about this. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. And I remember I was so upset. And I remember I came back home and I told my sister, I'm like, I tried that class that you take and I don't ever want to do that again. Like, I didn't like it. I didn't understand anything going on. And she told me, she was like, no, you got to try it again. You just got to come to this one place. You'll really like it. And I said, no. And eventually she convinced me to go with her. It was like, for my sister, whatever. I'll give it a whirl since she really knows a better situation. So I kind of trusted her in this. And so I went with her to this, I went to her with her to another class. And I remember it was just taught very different. And I just had this like, aha, I get it kind of moment. And then I started to really enjoy it. And so when I returned to the place, I returned to another place that's closer to my home where I could teach Zumba. And I remember I just saw a need. I saw that they couldn't get a consistent instructor. I remember, even for myself, like everybody has their own style. Everybody likes their own type of music, of course. And I remember I was like, man, there's a certain kind of music. Like when I heard it, I was like, man, this really makes me want to move. And I think other people really want this. And I remember thinking that I was visualizing a kind of class that would be ideal. Sometimes instructor would show up late. Actually, a lot of times instructors would show up late. They're really struggling. And I saw this and like my desire to create or be a part of a great class where you're getting a bunch of people together to feel better about, like just feel better about the fitness and just enjoy that time, that moment. For me, that desire to do that was stronger than a lot of my fear. And it took me a while. I want to say it took me maybe 6 months to officially decide to do this after I was kind of being asked by different people to do it. it took a little bit more time for me to just understand, like, hey, like, no one is going to be able to teach what I'm thinking, because I have a vision and I see a need, and I think as a person that's attended these classes, I can see some things that people really, really want for this. And when I saw that, my desire to do that, it became so strong to like correct a situation. And that helped me overcome something that I saw as impossible for myself. Because if I right now, if you were like, hey, stand up in front of a big group of people and talk to them, for me, that's a horrifying thought, let alone dancing in front of them, knowing that every single week I'm going to be stared at very, very deeply. And people are going to ask me a bunch of questions and really like show me attention. To me, that's not fun. Like I think I'm in this way. Maybe, I don't know. I don't like attention. So for me, it was very strange. But I think every single week when I go there, I am very aware of that bigger idea of what I wanted to do and what I wanted to, the need that I wanted to fill for these people, at this particular place. And so, I still get nervous. I really do. I still get nervous when I'm about to start class. But I really wanted to do this. I really wanted to, just be a part of that. And I realized that this applies to so many things. This is something I've struggled with for a while when it comes to social media, in terms of just being able to, I see sometimes, like, if I'm listening to a vlogger or something like that, or listening to a podcast or listening to, or watching a vlog or something like this, I'm like, man, like, I wish that I could see this. And like, instead of telling a person, hey, can you do this? Because, you know, it's already so nice of them to share their whatever content they choose to take their free time to share. I can just be that change. I can just be what it is that I'm looking for and do that. And so for me, it was just a very, it's just been, I think that whole situation with me teaching Zumba really helped me realize this in so many other areas of my life, where I just, if I see something, I'm trying to push myself, and particularly going into this new year, to push myself to not lean on other people to do something that I can do for myself. In many other ways, I'm very independent. But when it comes to social media, sometimes I've got so comfortable with other people. Oh, they do that. That's fine. They're doing that. But what if there's that other piece that I feel is missing, or something that is not being put out there that I might think might be helpful? It's like, upon all of us, and not even just with social media stuff, just in general, like, each of us have something different to offer, and we can sit there and tell somebody else to do it. Like, hey, don't forget to do this. And when you do this, don't forget to do it. Like, but why can't we as people, as individuals, step up and do this as well? So anyway, I wanted to just share that. I always try to apply like a simple concept to like something bigger that can hopefully apply a little bit more broadly. To those of you listening, I want to thank you so much for tuning into this podcast episode. I actually will be back. I'll be back with another episode very soon, because I know I take a little break for the holidays. So I will be back soon, but I want to thank you so much for listening. Please feel free to reach out to me at nauticaltwistm@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And in the meantime, I really do hope you take care. And for those of you who celebrate the new year, I hope you have a happy new year, but I'll talk to you before then. So, you know, in the meantime, take care. Bye for now.